Now, you'll remember that the Treaty of Versailles limited Germany's army very substantially. 100,000 men only, 6 battleships, no submarines, and the Rhineland was demilitarised. Well, when Hitler came to power, one of the first things he did was he started building up Germany's army in secret. So from 1933, that's what he was doing. He was building up the army in secret. And of course, he also pulled out of the League of Nations disarmament conference as well. In 1935, he actually went public with his rearmament. He had staged a huge rearmament rally where he had troops marching and aeroplanes flying over and all sorts of stuff. And in 1936, he publicly reintroduced conscription to the German army as well. So with all of those things, he was breaking the Treaty of Versailles. And of course, strictly speaking under the treaty, the Allies should have intervened and stopped him. But for various reasons, they don't. One of the reasons is the fact that it's now several years since the end of World War I and the Treaty of Versailles, 15 years or so. And so people are beginning to say, well, maybe the treaty was a bit harsh. Other countries haven't disarmed. So really, Hitler's got a right to rearm his country. But of course, part of it's also just that Britain and France haven't really got a stomach for a fight. And perhaps there are bigger issues going on, such as Abyssinia, that demand their attention. And so the British response, rather than standing up to Hitler, is really about trying to control Hitler to some degree. They recognise they can't stop his rearmament, but perhaps they feel they can limit it through negotiation. So the Anglo-German Naval Agreement of 1935 is signed, and it allows Hitler to increase the German Navy by up to 35% actually of the size of the British Navy. And the French aren't too happy about it, but without British support there's nothing they can do. And as far as the British are concerned, they are at least putting a cap on what Hitler can do. Of course, that wouldn't last. So that's rearmament.